morning. We're off to the offices of El País, and it's Melissa this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. We start with Barcelona, and as if the Catalans needed any more bad news, this is bad news, isn't it?
Yes, no, this is a troubling piece of news about the unfortunate state of tourists who get sick.
Right, okay, tell us the story.
So basically, two hospitals have been found to be using this third-party contractor to start with, hospitals have the problem if a tourist comes, a foreign visitor stays in a hospital for whatever treatment, and then they go back home, obviously, once they've been discharged. Mm-hmm. And they have sort of a historic issue with how do you sort of collect payment from these tourists who have gone back home. And so this is where this company comes in. And it works with two hospitals in Barcelona. But the problem is, instead of just sort of, you know, providing the service of helping to cover, you know, of helping to collect this payment, they can double or even triple the fee for charge to the patient for their services.
Yeah, so for example, I've noticed one here that there was a German tourist admitted to one of these hospitals after having a heart attack. The bill should have been 19,908, but the actual treatment was billed at 68,000 euros.
No, it's exorbitant. And they've also been accused of even sort of denying a person treatment unless they put, in advance. It's some really kind of nasty practices.
Mm. This is a contract with something called ICPA, and there have been numerous complaints and even lawsuits in the last decades. And everybody outside Catalonia, I think, have already ended their contract with ICPA.
Yes, this is the problem. They've been, you know, pulled up in the courts. There were two reports which have basically said they had very dubious payment collecting practices. But despite this, the two hospitals which continue to work with them in Barcelona, which incidentally are located in, you know, kind of prime tourist areas, they have, you know, defended the company. And it appears that they will continue working with them despite this. But what is happening is that the insurance agencies, which have sort of been the ones to,
foot the bill,
carry a lot of the burden, the bill in a lot of the cases, have taken them to court. Mm. And there is a lot of pushback from the, you know, insurance agencies. And while you can say, oh, yes, you know, they just don't want to pay the bill, they're arguing, of course we're happy to cover the costs, but as long as they're reasonable and, you know, within the standard, you know, rates outlined.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting to note that I'm just looking around here. The people who've ended their contracts with ICPA include hospitals here in the Costa del Sol in Marbella, also in Denia, in Torrevieja, in Valencia, in the Balearic Islands, and in Portugal and Turkey. So they've all kind of wised up, but it would appear that the Catalans have not.
Yes, no, it's a shame, because in the end there is a percentage of people, I think around 15 to 20% of people who unfortunately don't have, you know, private insurance. Mm. So then they have to foot this out of their own pockets, you know, obviously it's not bad enough that your trip to Barcelona is ruined with, you know, a heart attack or any kind of health problem. You're then whopped with this giant.
Wow. So don't fall ill in Barcelona. And if you do, look out for the Hospital del Mar and the Hospital de Sant Pau. Those are both the hospitals that we're talking about here that are operated by this company.
That's right.
Okie dokie. Moving on to a bizarre controversy about the Spanish national anthem.
Yes, this has caused a bit of a stir. I feel like these scandals do come up every now and again. But so this happened because last Saturday, a very kind of famous Spanish pop singer, better known from the 90s,
yep,
decided to sing her own version of the national anthem, which does not have any lyrics.
Right.
So she just felt inspired. She put on a red dress and had the yellow and red lights and sung about basically a tribute to her homeland with some very you know, over the top lyrics.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, and a lot of people were quite moved after this performance, which was recorded by someone in the public. You know, the Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, was congratulating her for her stunning performance. The leader of Ciudadanos was praising her, and it's sort of raised the debate around the Spanish national anthem and why it doesn't have lyrics, and you know, the various attempts there have been to put words to what is essentially a military march.
Yes, back in 1908, a musician was ordered to adapt this military tune, but up until today, it doesn't have words. Several people have attempted it. I'm sorry to be boring, but there's actually a copyright issue here. You can't just go putting words to somebody else's tune without asking them first.
Aha. No, I hadn't considered that, but of course.
Yeah, of course, unless it's out of copyright, which it might well be. But fascinating. I'm just amazed that she was praised for it. That's just wonderful. I can't imagine the same thing happening in the UK, just suddenly somebody changing the words to God Save the Queen in the UK and making up their own lyrics. It's just bizarre. Uh-huh. Oh, they'll be thrown in the tower. Right, and finally, this is the Valencia's Master of Workplace Absenteeism has pulled yet another fast one. This is an extraordinary individual, isn't it?
It really is mind-boggling, sort of something out of a TV soap opera.
It is.
This Valencia man, he became famous for not turning up to work and bragging about it.
Yep.
For 10 years he took home a paycheck somewhere around 50,000 euros and without really doing any work. And now it has been revealed that he basically convinced the municipal hall to let him put on an art exhibition. And if that wasn't bizarre enough, the art exhibition was totally dedicated to himself. So sculptures, paintings of himself, cartoons, this, you know, sort of fanfare of nepotism. But luckily, it was leaked the day before, and they caught on to this very peculiar ruse, and the exhibition has been closed down. This is a notorious character.
Well, you think after taking money home for 10 years without actually doing any work, and then kind of getting away with it, sort of, he would run for the hills and never be seen again. But to just do that and put an exhibition of himself on is just wonderful.
There is a degree where you have to smile as much as you obviously don't agree with him.
Yeah.
The absurdity and the courage, not the courage, but lack of shame.
Absolutely. It's worth mentioning that his political relations with the Conservatives in Valencia were permanently damaged in 2005 when it emerged he was running a male brothel in the house he had once shared with his wife, and the ads for the bordello offered absolute discretion and excellent air-conditioned facilities.
Yes, and he shared this. His wife, he was living with his wife at the time, and he was running a male brothel, and he was also known for creating a cartoon with this female warrior whose weapon was oranges, so she would throw oranges.
He's the kind of guy you want to meet in the pub, don't you, for a chat and spend half an hour to see what he's all about. Absolutely. Fantastic. Melissa, thank you so much. If people want to find out more, Google El País in English. You'll find those stories and all the others. Thank you so much, and we'll speak to you all, Sam, next week.
No worries.
Cheers. Bye-bye.